Good morning. It's good to see everyone out today. As we've come together this week to gather together and worship, as we come to this part of our service where we gather at this table to share in the Lord and what He has given to us, and that comes, as we have said many times and many before, from God's love for us. And indeed, we often say this phrase that God is love. But what does that mean, that God is love? What is love? Or more to the point I'm trying to get to today, how can love be expressed? Because love can only be expressed when there is someone to love. So we say God is love. But we also, that infinitive is there, shows that if God is this, then He must always have been this, because we read in other places, He names Himself as the I Am who was before we were. So how did God love before we were created? And that gets into a little more deeper philosophical discussion of the personhood of God, who is the Father, who is the Son, and who is the Spirit. And the suggestion there within that philosophical argument is that the love of God is the love between the Father, Son, and Spirit. John, in 1 John 4, wrote, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. One who is born of God must be one who loves. But aren't we just created beings? If one is born of something else, what is that thing? So if a man begets another man, he's just another man. Another created being. Only one who is begotten by God, born of God, can know God. And that is what Jesus did for us. While we are created beings, we are like that image, that lump of clay that is mentioned in other places in Scripture. We're just dirt assembled in a certain form to look like what we look like. And that was the problem that man had once man brought sin into the world, is that we were separated from God in His creation, But one of the things that Jesus did for us, John goes on to write, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation. There's a word we use never. But it is a word that the Greeks, the etymology of this word comes from a Greek word. And the Greeks used it in the sense of in trying to appease their gods, they brought a sacrifice of some sort or offering to their gods to try to make the crops grow this year or make the rains come or whatever god they were choosing to go before. The impetus was on man to come and bring this offering to God so that he would be appeased, upon this God that he would be appeased. That is not how we use this word as Christians. Because Christ, Jesus, God sent his own offering to appease himself for what we have done. That we might live through him. By this, that this is the love that we show to one another and show to God. What he has did for us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us because he has given us of his Spirit. And there is the three persons of God. You see the Father, who is love. You see the Son, whom the Father loved. And you see the Spirit given in love to help us along our paths. So today we gather again to take of this bread that to us represents the body of our Christ, of our Savior, one who was the Word of God made flesh, who was born of woman with God as his Father. That we also, being in Christ, and that is the key, if we are in Christ, we are then born of God. So that we have become adopted as sons by Christ. We take this bread that it was broken, this body that was broken, beaten, shredded, if you would, in leading up to his crucifixion. And we will be taking of this cup, this fruit of the vine, this juice, representing the blood that was shed, that was poured out for us on that fateful day. But thank the Lord, thank God, that his plan was not that Jesus was dead and buried and wrapped and buried in a tomb, and he's there today, because that tomb is empty. That tomb is empty because he is risen from the dead. And he is risen back home again, reigning as king over his kingdom, the church. Would you join with me as we thank our Father for this sacrifice that he made?